This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. If you were listening during our last visit, you will appreciate the following experience I had. My first staff assistant was a relatively young convert. I discipled him following his conversion at a crusade, and he in turn discipled a group of young adults to work with the youth in our church. After I pointed out to him the importance of modeling what you are trying to teach, he invited me to one of his staff sessions. Without informing me, he told one of the group members to watch my reactions during the session. Then he deliberately tried provoking me by suggesting an idea he knew I would not like. Fortunately, I responded in a constructive way, as he predicted I would, and his point was modeled to his disciple. When he later told me what he had done, I suggested this technique was a risky way to illustrate a point, but I accepted his confidence in me that I would make the right response as an unexpected compliment. It also reinforced the importance of modeling at all times the message we preach. More recently, my son phoned me while interacting with a group of young men he was discipling. He had bragged about my ability to identify where a particular statement is found in the Bible, but when he put me to the test with his group of disciples listening in, I drew a blank. We laughed, and he had to explain that his dad must be getting old. Amazingly, he called me again while talking to a neighbor. This time, I knew the answer. I guess my son didn't expect me to be perfect, but he had confidence in me. Yes, mentoring does have its challenges. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.